Welcome to the Curious Women Podcast. I'm your host, Kylie Fignano, and I'm here with my co-host, Meg Hager. Here, we're going to have chats about women's health to teach you the things that you didn't know you didn't know.
From this morning, and I was playing that song, Whip My Hair Back and Forth, by Willow Smith, and I started like trying to move, but only my bottom half can move, right? Because I hurt my neck, and Jason just stares at me and he goes, I don't feel bad for you.
I never agree with him, but
I feel bad for me. My neck hurts. Oh God, God damn it, aging, and I am not aging gracefully, if that's what I've learned from this lesson this morning.
Conversation with Willow Smith.
Willow, hit me up for a duet, girl. I'm here. Once my neck heals. You want to do a collab? Hit me up, girl.
Oh my gosh. I would like to offer a very quick shout out that has nothing to do with anything that we've talked about at all.
But please do.
My best friend gave birth today. I could
call to her. Oh my God!
Baby. Ah! This is a known thing. Everybody knew. I'm not saying anything that other people don't know, but she had a little girl, little no name yet. I know. Everybody's happy and healthy. Now I have a little.
Ah! I'm so excited for you, and also, because it's me, the second thing I comment on at a birth announcement is, she birthed, what is this, a Scorpio? Are we still in Scorpio season, or is it Sagittarius?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we have to check. Let's see, hold on.
No, November. We're 18th. We're like, I think that's for sure Scorp.
I think so, too. Scorp, I love that. Oh, my Lord. All right, let's see. Is it Scorpio season? I think so. It's Scorpio. Dun, 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 dun. Well,
listen, here's how we're going to deal with this. My father is a Scorpio, and I know one other person who I love who's a Scorpio. So now there's going to be three, because I just refuse for this child to be an asshole.
No. I think Scorpios get it. I think they get a bad rap. I do. I know I have made a lot of jokes about Scorpios, but I do have a handful of Scorpios in my life right now who I truly adore. And I really do. So
there we go. You know what? Little shout out, little baby. You're going to change the face of Scorpios.
Welcome to the world, little baby Scorpio. Woo!
Anyway.
I'm so happy for your friend, though. That's amazing. Yay. Congratulations.
So today, friends, we're going to do another little recap because we just were feeling like it was time for one of those. Some of our last few episodes were super juicy. And we want to make sure that you have not only have enough time to go through all of them, but bring attention to you in case you missed anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So can I start, Meg? Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
My two favorite were with Ayla about the prenatal vitamin and with Lily Nichols about what to eat for pregnancy. I just felt like this is such a vulnerable time for people, pregnancy, leading up to pregnancy, and then postpartum. It's such a vulnerable time. You hear so much conflicting information, and you just constantly are trying to do the thing that you think is best. And I can imagine that can be really difficult. So the clarity that these two conversations with these amazing dietitians offered was grounding. It was science backed. It was supported with action that you can take immediately. And it gave you just a tremendous amount of context for why the recommendations were being offered. Because some of it, let's be honest, Meg, like that prenatal, okay, full well prenatal, I think the serving size is 8 capsules.
Yeah, it's a
do.
That is a serving size your girl would not be happy. You know I can't swallow pills. Nope.
Not. Yes. And so if you're going to tell somebody in a vulnerable position to do something that's a pain in the ass, you damn well better provide a good reason for it. And her reasoning was so good.
Totally.
Even I, who I'm not, I don't have a need for a prenatal right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even I was like, oh, that's a no-brainer. Perfect.
Yeah. Well,
this is the solution.
Absolutely. And it justified it for me too, because as a person who like has a vendetta against pills, if I ever need to take a multivitamin, and now I understand why those high quality ones want you to take like 4 a day. Yeah. And yep. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to just struggle to take 4 giant horse pills every day if I don't understand why. So it was, yeah, that was a learning moment for me.
It was wonderful. If you guys haven't had an opportunity to tune into that, even if you're not, you know, looking to conceive, it is so interesting the way that the nutrients interact and just in general, you could probably apply a lot of it to a general multivitamin, exactly to your point, Meg.
Yeah.
And one of the things, we said this in the episode with Lily Nichols. This is episode 34, What to Eat for Pregnancy, Postpartum, and Breastfeeding, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we asked her, so is the way that you're explaining that you should be eating in this stage of life, isn't this kind of the same recommendation that we generally tell uh-huh. people to follow, like man, mm-hmm. woman, pregnant, not pregnant? She was like, yes, exactly my point. And so, again, even if you are not interested in pregnancy, postpartum, or breastfeeding, it's definitely something that you should tune into, because you're going to learn why the recommendations are so important. And the things that are not actually a big deal, or things you need to be afraid of. That was a great
part. Oh my God, that was so, so mind-blowing. Yeah, absolutely. And I think it also is such an interesting, the thought that popped into my head just now about on that is that it's so funny that we don't really eat the way we know we're supposed to eat until like it's game time. Like we got a baby growing in there. We need to like make, that's like, for some reason, that's more validation to do what we're supposed to do than just be us, you know what I mean, like our own selves. However,
absolutely right.
I think it's a really good reminder, just like you said, that this is the way we're supposed to be eating all the time. And so for those of you who will be representing the Tink Club for life, you should definitely check out that episode.
Wait, clarify for us what Tink
is. Two income, no kids. Also known as DINK, dual incomes, no kids.
Tink.
I like Tink better. Yeah, either one, but I think I prefer Tink. I don't know, but anyway, for my fellow Tink ladies,
I think what you're saying is right, Meg. It's valuable, important information, because maybe that's not like you and I right now, for example, but knowing that information and being able to share it with the people who we are closest with and who might actually ask, have at least the knowledge to start out with to share. And that's a lot of, you know, that's why we do this, so that we can support each other. It's not just topics we're interested in or that apply to us. So,
yeah, no, that was such a good point. I think we did a lot of like pregnancy and cycle stuff since our last recap, and that it wasn't necessarily accidental, but a lot of the stuff that we talk about are also applicable for people who are truly interested from the pregnancy aspect, but also who are interested maybe in just connecting more with your body, like getting more in tune with your cycle and whatnot, if you're not or want to learn more about that. So one of the highlights for me, I thought, was actually the cervical mucus episode with Christina, right? Christina, yeah. The founder of KEG. And I would have loved to have more time to have her walk us through exactly how to track your cervical mucus and like what else we can learn from it. But I think in the time we had, she did an amazing job of just being like, these are all the things your cervical mucus can tell us. And here are some common strategies on how people track that. And I mean, it kind of, somebody else on our show said that the menstrual cycle is what, the sixth vital sign or something like that. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And that really rang true for me that episode. I just think it's something you can do at home. Like you don't need to go to the doctor. You don't need any tests. Granted, depending on your comfort level, it's a little hard to get adjusted to, but like, it's something that you can do really without any tools, honestly. And that's so cool.
It's empowering. I mean, not to sound cheesy about it, but anytime that you can gather more information about what the hell is going on in your own body, because we feel out of tune, out of touch,
totally
vulnerable about things like that all the time. There are all so the many changes, so many cycles, so many fluctuations. So, you know, if you can, I can tell you for certain, doing this podcast and listening to the experts that we bring on here has helped me even, and you and I are in the field, has helped me understand, okay, you don't have to go crazy in your workout today. You don't feel good. This is why, you know, just do this thing instead. It doesn't mean that you're failing. And it also doesn't mean you need to like push yourself. It's probably not a good idea. You're going to get more by doing less right now. So
yes,
I think, you know, along the same lines as what you're saying in terms of gathering information, the birth control episode. Now, I know that we have mixed feelings, right?
Yeah. So for me, I really wanted to have an OBGYN's perspective on this because ultimately they are the experts as far as birth control, hormonal birth control. And I really thought it was important for our listeners to know all the information that wasn't being talked about in the doctor's office. It's often, and I've had this experience, and I'm sure a lot of listeners have had this experience too. You go to the doctor and literally anything. I have acne. I have stomach cramps. My period's irregular. I'm grumpy today. Like anything. I don't know. My arm hurts. Here's birth control. Like it's literally anything, but there's no real conversation about, there's so many options that the doctors often are just kind of like, let's start here and see what happens. So it was really nice to get Dr. Farris's perspective on why that is and what questions you as the patient can ask in the office to advocate for yourself. So that part I thought was really helpful. Where I think that I would love, and you and I have talked about this before, to have a different perspective on, just to balance it out, is that you and I are in this field and we know the flaws and the downfalls of, and Dr. Farris pointed to this too, the downfalls of research, and especially in women's health and especially with nutrition. And so just because we don't have solid research right now to say these things X, Y, and Z, it doesn't quite settle my fears about it, you know?
Really, really well said. I think that's really well said. You know, I agree with you completely. It was such an informative interview. It taught us what birth control is actually doing. And that's information, to your point. They don't review that in an appointment. And it's a really great option. Thank goodness it's available. But women should know why it's doing the things that they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I know that you and I know a lot of people who have had really unfortunate or really complicated experiences with birth control. And one of the things that we're looking for is to bring an expert on to speak to that perspective. Not to say that one or the other is wrong, but just to kind of bring full circle, because there are so many experiences. So if you guys know of anybody who you think would be a great opportunity for us to bring on and teach us about those things, please feel free to shoot us an email and let us know. But in the meantime, go listen to that episode, because I remember my mind was blown. I was like, what?
I don't
know what you're talking about. Can you explain more?
Was that the moment when she told us that women who are on hormonal birth control aren't actually ovulating? Was that moment?
Hey, saying something like, well, it's not a true period, so it doesn't really count. And I was like,
yeah. Yeah, what do you mean?
Every month, and it's not even counting as
yeah.
a month. What the hell are you talking yep. about?
Yeah.
So, anyway, mm-hmm. interesting. Really interesting.
Yeah. 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 That was a crazy episode. It was really, really informative and definitely a lot different as far as the perspectives that we usually bring on the show. But I think that's really healthy for us to offer that perspective. And I truly adore Dr. Ferris. I think I would trust anything that comes out of her mouth. So yeah. just because I'm such a big fan.
I agree. I think she cares. She cares. Yeah. And she really makes sure that what she's telling you is what she thinks is actually the best advice for you as an individual. It's not yeah. like a blanket approach. So
absolutely.
Roll call mm-hmm. for Dr. Ferris. There you go.
Woo, woo, woo. Yep. Shout out to Dr. Ferris. Thanks again for coming on. We love you.
Amazing.
What other, oh my gosh. The breathwork episode. With Bea.
You guys haven't listened to the breathwork. I might actually recommend that you just go straight to the YouTube page for Curious Women. Yeah. And mm-hmm. just so you'll see two listed there. One is the episode and the interview, and the other is just the, what is it, maybe 10 or 12 minute breathwork session. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just skip right ahead to that and experience it, because it's one of those things that's hard mm-hmm. to understand. And what it means, even yeah. when we're interviewing, it's a hard, yeah. it's really an experience. It's an experience.
Yeah.
And I think that you should just take 12 minutes and do that instead. Not while you're driving. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
out. Okay.
Right. You know what? The thought just occurred to me that this group of episodes was a little bit different than what we normally were doing. We were focusing a lot on like health topics and doing episodes on each topic. And this time it's kind of like we took a natural switch to more of like health approaches, you know, like breathwork, embodiment, talking about birth control. We were talking about sleep. Like we did a lot of kind of more tools, and this is how you do it. And you should be aware of it. And that's kind of cool. I didn't notice that we did that until just now.
What about the foraging for herbs?
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Yeah, tools. Kind of outside the box approaches. So you guys will have to let us know if you like that.
Yeah.
We also had that the acupressure one with the founder of Go yeah. with Ease. Yeah.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. right. literal tools and some a little more actionable.
Right. Yeah. Let us know what you like. If you like our episodes based on specific health topics, like kind of what we were doing before, we did IBS, we did Hashimoto's, we did PCOS, if you like it that way, or if you like the tools based, or maybe you like a little smorgasbord of both.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of, you mentioned Hashimoto's, we did. Remember Dr. E?
Oh my god!
On this, just listen. I'm going to tell you, my friend who she listens to all of our episodes, she said I skipped that one because I just wasn't in the mood for something serious, and I wanted to listen to something a little lighter. And then when I finally came back to it and listened to it, I was like, this is the funniest one of all.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
My god. Hysterical. We gotta have her bet on for part two.
Absolutely.
Oh my god. I mean, whether or not you're interested in Hashimoto's, you gotta like it's Meg, Kylie, and Dr. E comedy hour. Like throw with a little bit of Hashimoto's education sprinkled in there. That's really what it is.
Light starting point.
Yeah. No, but it was a great episode. So even if you have Hashimoto's or you know someone who does, it might just be really helpful to listen to. But honestly, I think it's more entertaining.
Absolutely hilarious. Let us know. Let us know what you think, and also topics. So that brings us to our next point. Meg and I are going to take a break. Not a long one. We're going to let the holidays kind of ride through. We're going to rest get rejuvenated, yes. And then we'll be back in the new year with some fresh episodes, some mm-hmm. fresh perspective, and hopefully taking into account your requests and suggestions. So please don't mm-hmm. feel shy. And in the meantime, you can use the next few weeks to get caught up on whatever it is that you might have been waiting to be able to listen to. Mm-hmm. So that come January, you've got time and space for our fresh ones.
Yeah. And your homework over our winter holiday break is a couple of things. As Kylie outlined, we want your suggestions. So send us a message on Instagram. If you're not following us, it's Curious Women Podcast, or you can follow either of us individually. My handle is acne.nutritionist and Kylie's is the.gut.therapist. You can let us know. You can send us through Curious Women Instant. Oh my God, I was about to say instant messenger. Oh my God.
8765, 8 o'clock, prime time. Better be
on. Do you want to know what mine was? Can you guess?
What's your aim? Wait a minute. Magic mushroom 666. That would be my guess.
You are very close. No, it was you've been megafied.
Oh. It couldn't be any better. Listen, there's nothing more shameful and equally unshameful as an AIM screen name.
I feel like I need to know what everyone else's AIM screen names were. Like, yes, send us your requests for your topics for the podcast, but also send along what your first AIM screen name was.
And if you had more than one, we want to know because there's a reason.
Yes.
How much time and effort did you put into designing your away message?
Oh my God, so much. And I had them saved so that after I found a good one, I would just, oh my God, the away messages though.
BRB playing Sims.
You know what? I think Instagram should have away messages though. And that would be mine. BRB playing the Sims.
Do you ever use the cheat code for Sims? Or
oh my God, is there any other way to play? Like, what are we doing?
My friend Katie and I used to build a house, put the family in there, line the walls with fireplaces, and then take the doors out. And then we would all die. And then we would build a cemetery. And, like, the Grim Reaper would come. Do you remember this?
Yes. Did you ever plead with the Grim Reaper?
No, did you ever put the pool in and then take the ladder out and then they died? Obviously.
I don't think you've truly played The Sims unless you've done that. like... you guys don't understand, okay? The Sims was my... Like, fuck therapy, okay? Just go to the Sim, go play the Sims and, like, burn down a house or kill some Sims. And create the absolute most chaos that you could possibly think of. And it's fine.
I feel better just talking about it, honestly.
I want to go play the Sims now. Ugh.
I don't know if you still can. Did you ever play Oregon Trail? Let me tell you. When I was in fourth grade, I was playing this game in fourth grade at school with a group of people, and Nicole Ballot, who I always looked up to because she was so cool and she was in the gifted classes, and she, we were like friends-ish, and my character died on Oregon Trail, and when she saved the game so that they could come back to it, she named it Kylie is deceased. And to this day,
rude.
As you can clearly tell, you would have thought that I, in real life, actually died, and she laughed about it to all of her friends.
What was her name? Nicole?
Nicole?
Oh, Nicole. You better watch out, girl. We're coming for you, all right? We're going to bring the dysentery. Bring it all.
From dysentery. When the axle fell off. With snake venom. died. Deceased.
What a bitch. Not even an RIP. Fuck. Who is this Nicole girl? Jesus.
Nicole, in case this makes its way to you, I want you to know I've always wanted to be more of a friend to you than I felt I could have been. And I think the real issue here is that I was jealous. And then you said that I died and it made me feel embarrassed. As a little fourth grader. I just thought you were cool and I wanted to be your friend.
And then she, oh, how rude. And then she, Kylie is deceased. Like, what the fuck?
All right. If any of you knows how to access Sims, the Sims.
I do. I have it on my computer right now. Yeah. Did you know you don't need the CD anymore? You just download it. It's called, through a program called Origins.
All right, guys, that's all for us here. We've got some things on our list. I'll be seeing you all in January.
See you in January. Don't forget to review. If you have not left us a rating or review yet, I can't. What would we, you know what? What would we look like if we were Sims characters? That's in the Sims 4, wait. How many Sims are there?
You have the little thing on top of your head, right? A little green diamond thing.
Yeah. No, I have. Do you want to know the Sims version that I have now is the magic one. So we have little like sage things. It's like a, they're called sages, the magic Sims. They're like not a diamond. It's like a, I don't know how to describe it.
It's perfection. Like, unbelievable. Magical.
Oh, anyway, Realm of Magic, I think is what it's called. I don't know. But yeah, that's out there. You should play it.
If you have not already reviewed, liked, or shared your suggestions with us, please feel free to do so. Mm-hmm. And we will see you all in the new year.
See you then. Happy all the holidays. We'll see you then. Thank you so much for listening to Curious Women. If you love our show, you can support us by leaving us a 5-star rating and review. And if you know someone else who would really love our show, please share it with them too.